Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are unpacking this text here that Aaron just read from Luke chapter 1, the visit that Gabriel gives to Mary. Dear friends, some really big news was shared this last fall. Amazing news. The Sign Language Bible was completed from front to back, from Genesis to Revelation. This was a project that took pretty much 40 years to complete. Now, those of you tuning in might be thinking, as I was thinking originally, that really isn't that big of a deal, because someone who is deaf, can't they just read the printed word like you do, like I do? Isn't that the way it would work for them? But from what I understand, the printed word is not the natural heart language of someone who is deaf. Our heart language is something very different. Our heart language is something that we use when we're very comfortable having conversation. Our heart language is what we use when we have difficult conversations and really need to be articulate. Our heart language is what we think in and what we dream in when we're not really even speaking. And for someone who is deaf, that heart language is most definitely sign language. It's not the printed word. So can you imagine right now the breakthroughs that are happening for many people because of this development and also this technology? Someone who is deaf, who maybe understood who God was, understood all the scriptures and had read them, but maybe there was some confusion and maybe they were troubled or it didn't really have deep impact. All of a sudden, they're hearing it for the very first time in the last few months in their heart language. What a deep connection that's making. To know that it's about you and this message is connecting directly to you and you have a part to play in God's plan of salvation. It's been a move from confusion and maybe trouble to peace and being settled. I share that with you this night because I actually think that journey from troubled to becoming peaceful is what is being described here in our reading from Luke chapter 1. This reading details the conversation between the angel Gabriel and Mary. And yes, in this conversation, it begins with a word that describes Mary's emotions. It says here in our text, she's greatly troubled. Now, if you look at other translations, it'll describe that Greek verb this way, perplexed, disturbed. Some translations even say confused. So to put this into modern language, this moment where she receives this message would be like a parent getting a phone call from a child at 1 a.m. in the morning. You can imagine seeing your child's name flash on the screen and then looking to see what time it is on your phone. Wow, that's troubling. That's confusing. What kind of message is coming my way? This would be like getting a text from your boss saying, I want to meet with you face to face at 9 a.m. sharp tomorrow morning. Troubling, confusing. What kind of message is this? But what we can say undoubtedly is that at the end of this passage, this pericope, this set of verses put together, this end of this dialogue between Gabriel and Mary, is that Mary is filled with peace and is very much so settled. She says this, "Let it be to me according to your word." God, through this angel, I believe, communicated to Mary's heart language. Mary certainly knew about God, probably knew many of the scriptures that had been collected and built up to that moment. I can imagine her being a very God-fearing young lady. But how did that connect with her life and her purpose? Well, what happens here in this text is that she personally knew how she fit in God's plans. That's the key to peace. If you know that you fit into God's plans, you can be settled and you can be peace-filled. Now, I want to make sure we understand what this peace is all about, being peace-filled. It definitely doesn't mean that there's going to be an absence of difficulty and hard situations in life. Think about Mary. She had this message from the angel, but boy, she was put into some really tough situations. I suppose even journeying to Bethlehem, pregnant and not really knowing where to go, that wasn't exactly a calming place, although that's the way we picture it oftentimes. Now imagine her then journeying to Egypt at a time in which Herod was looking to kill all the newborn baby boys. Tough circumstances. It's hard enough raising a young boy, I can speak to that, a 20-month-year-old, but can you imagine raising the Savior of the world? It's not easy. And then, of course, there was Mary. She was there at the foot of the cross when her son ultimately died. The peace Mary had was not an absence of tough life circumstances. I think her peace came from simply knowing for certain that she had a peace in God's plan for salvation for all people. And I imagine as she walked into those tough situations throughout her life into Bethlehem, she imagined that there was a host of angels all around her, guarding and protecting her. And then when she walked to Egypt with Joseph, there were those angels again, all around her, guarding and protecting her. And even at the foot of the cross, at a very dark day, thousands of angels around her, protecting, guarding her. She was so certain in her role in God's plans. That's peace. My friends, the good news tonight is that you too can have that peace. You are a part of God's plan for salvation for all people. How is that possible? Well, at the moment in which you were baptized, God was there. His name was put upon your forehead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And if God was there, you too can imagine that there was a whole host of angels around watching and enjoying what God was doing and bringing you into his kingdom. And at that moment, God gave you a message in your heart language. God was communicating his favor to you as he was to Mary. God was communicating that you were in his kingdom as he was sharing with Mary a long time ago. Now, as we think about that, we can also imagine that at our baptism, it was a moment in which we moved from just knowing about God or knowing information about God or being shared information about God to really knowing that we were going to be about a part of God's plan of salvation for all people, including you and me. Now, what that means is that life isn't going to be easy. This peace that's being given to you, that's promised, doesn't mean that life is going to be cozy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be tough. But that's not what peace is about. Peace is about in the midst of challenging circumstances. But it's about understanding your role in God's plan, and you have it. What if this changes the way that we think and live our lives? If we walked outside our door every day, understanding we were going to play a part in God's plan today, understanding that around us is a host of angels there to guard and protect us on our journey. What a difference that would make. We don't have to imagine. That is the truth. God has shared his favor with you, as he has with me. So we move forward tonight, and as we listen to this special song of reflection, we want to focus in on that thought, that we can live in peace, that we can live in God's kingdom. His favor rests with us, as it did with Mary. Amen.